Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the leader of the Isle of Wight Council has announced changes to his cabinet member portfolios. Councillor Dave Stewart said the changes had been driven in part by the need for his deputy, Councillor Stuart Hutchinson, to lead on strategic finance and the island's coronavirus recovery plan. Our focus now is on delivering strong leadership for a safer community, said Councillor Stewart. I am pleased to say that with some adjustment to cabinet responsibilities and the introduction of Councillor Brian Tindall to the team, the council remains as strong as ever and will meet that focus. Our priority continues to deliver on the authority's bold vision for the island to be an inspiring place in which to grow up, live, work and visit. Councillor Tindall's arrival follows the decision by Councillor John Hobart to step down from his role as Cabinet Member for Environment and Heritage to focus his remaining time this term on his local ward area of Carisbrook. Councillor Stewart added, "The whole team joins me in thanking John for all his work on Cabinet, and I am sure he will be there if we need to draw on his experience and assistance." Meanwhile, pop-up cycle lanes are disappearing before they have even been installed. Residents and businesses in Cowes and Newport have been fighting against six schemes for pop-up cycle lanes and associated road layout changes that were due to be installed next week and have got a result. One scheme in Little London, Newport, would see no vehicles allowed on the road passing the Bargeman's Rest, with fears from the owners of a pub it would shut down their business, as only those on bikes would be able to pass. A number of businesses in nearby Holyrood Street have also raised concerns about the implementation of a one-way system there, as well as the removal of even more parking spaces. Councillor Ward said, "What a lot of people don't understand is these schemes were emergency COVID measures directed by the government. All schemes were approved by the Department for Transport." And finally, Santa is on track to return to Haven Street this Christmas for his popular festive visit to the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Tickets for Santa specials are on sale now via the railway's website, and with limited availability, they are expected to sell out. On any weekend in December, you will be able to find Santa in his new cosy grotto. In keeping with the railway's heritage, this year's visit to Santa will be a more traditional affair, with mulled wine, mince pies and a distinctively Victorian feel about the whole event. Santa will be taking up residence inside one of the beautifully restored carriages in Train Story, the railway's undercover interactive museum. The railway's general manager, Steve Backhouse, said, "There are many Santa experiences to choose from across the island, and this year, the Isle of Wight Steam Railway brings something a little more traditional to the festivities." He continues, "We want to keep the whole family entertained for a few hours and leave the little ones with memories to last a lifetime." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and I've got three jokes for you. Number one, why are hairdressers never late? Because they know about all the shortcuts. Number two, what is even smarter than a talking bird? A spelling bee? Number three, what do you give a sick bird? A tweetment. That's all for jokes. Thank goodness.
Hello, this is Jasper with Famous Birthdays Part 1. Number 1, Patrick Moore. He is an actor, famous for many films and Emmerdale. Number 2, Bradley Stevenson. He is a football player.
Number 3, Alfie Allen. He's an actor in Game of Thrones. Number 4, Fern Cotton. She's a TV presenter. And finally, number 5, B.A. Robertson. He's a singer. That's all. Tune in for Famous Birthdays Part 2.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 7th of September 1533 was the birthday of Queen Elizabeth I, the 23rd ruler of England. Her reign was known as the Elizabethan era. During the Elizabethan era, famous playwright William Shakespeare started writing his plays. Also, large amounts of previously unknown land, including America, was discovered in the Elizabethan era. Queen Elizabeth I was Queen of England from November 1558 until her death in March 1603. The 8th of September 1966 was when well-known science fiction television series Star Trek premiered on NBC TV, one of the biggest television networks in the United States. The first Star Trek episode was broadcast in 1965, and the 2009 Star Trek film was nominated for multiple awards. The 9th of September 1945 was when the first ever computer bug was discovered by Navy Rear Admiral Grace Hopper. The bug itself was not an error in the computer code. It was actually an insect that got stuck in part of a computer. Grace Hopper was responsible for inventing the term debugging, which is the process of finding and removing bugs, which is in common usage today. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper's Obscure Word of the Week. This week's word is leaf, L-I-E-F. It's an adverb meaning happily, cheerfully, or with pleasure. He would just as leaf eat a pincushion. It originated from the Old English word for dear or pleasant, which is of Germanic origin. However, it can be related to the words leave and love. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with Famous Birthdays Part 2. Number 1, Patrick Moore. He's an actor famous for many films and Emmerdale. He was born in 1940 and is 80 this week. Number 2, Bradley Stevenson. He's a football player. He was born in 1995 and is 25 this week. Number 3, Alfie Allen. He is an actor in Game of Thrones and was born in 1986. He's 34 this week. Number 4, Fern Cotton. She's a TV presenter. She was born in 1981 and is 39 this week. And finally, B.A. Robertson. He's a singer. He was born in 1948 and is 72 today. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole. In Isle of Wight news this week, a huge rise in unemployment has been seen across the Isle of Wight during the coronavirus crisis. Numbers of those claiming out-of-work benefits have more than doubled since March. Figures released by the Office for National Statistics shows a jump in out-of-work benefits claimants from 2,580 in March to 4,725 in April. In May, the figure rose to 5,550. It fell in June to 5,260, then rose again in July to 5,460. The latest figures for August and September are yet to be released. It means in July, 6.8% of the Isle of Wight population, aged 16 to 64, was unemployed. By comparison, the southeast figure is 5.3% and Great Britain is 6.5%. On the island, there were 3,325 men unemployed in July and 2,105 women. Meanwhile, 5 new heritage-style street lamps have been installed at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway's Haven Street base
to throw some authentic and atmospheric light on the way from the attraction's main car park to its ticket office. Island roads were commissioned by the Steam Railway to source and install the new lights and columns, which needed to be in keeping with the station's 1940s theme. Staff at the Steam Railway had considered restoring some original cast iron lighting columns, but the steep-sided location in which the columns needed to be sited, along with the need for energy-efficient lamps, meant that option was ruled out. Having worked with Island Roads on a number of projects previously, Isle of Wight Steam Railway approached the company for advice and found that modern heritage-style lighting already used in some of the island's towns offered a solution. Bob Hotstable from the Isle of Wight Steam Railway said, "We've got a good working relationship with Island Roads and their streetlight technicians. We're happy to offer advice and guidance." And finally, Vectis Radio have confirmed that the switch of their new transmitter power from 25 watts to 150 watts of power will be completed on Wednesday, 16th of September. It was delayed in August because of unforeseen circumstances. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4P's course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.